down.
Pray like a man or a woman from another world. Let your voice be like thunder as you pray these prayers. Don't negotiate. This is not the time to negotiate. Is that the loudest you can say it?
That wants me to die.
In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and declare this on this day.
Deal
with that
pain.
Yes. In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord, for Jesus.
Every man and woman that God has sent to the world, He has given you something inside you to make you great. But in many situations, those things have been stolen or they are sleeping. This is why, like thunder, you will say, "My inner giants." Thank you, Jesus. 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 Thank you,
Jesus.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Lord God, Jesus, Abadura.
You know, say, my Father,
Baba,
I am here now.
But I need
body perfect everything concerning my life.
Show me what you
in the name of Jesus.
Lord God, Jesus,
open your mouth and declare loud and clear. Perfect everything that concerns my life. Perfect everything concerning my life. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we thank you once again. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you have done. Thank you for what you shall do. Thank you for what you will continue to do. Accept our thanks in Jesus' name. There are two sisters here.
You
are actually sitting side by side. Today is your first day at a Power Must Change and service. Unfortunately, all the days of your life up to this moment, you were being followed by strong domestic witchcraft. That witchcraft power even made a mistake by following you here. Right there where you are. The power of God is coming
And that yoke is broken forever. And what I say is not possible for you.
It's
already made possible by the power
of God.
Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let's have a say, God bless you. Please open your Bible to Psalm 138. I have a word from the Lord to all who are gathered here today and all who are listening to this program or watching this program. I'd like you to listen very carefully. If I finish this and I'm able to get onto the message, fine. If I can get to the message, the sermon, fine. If not, we stop where we are, I will start praying. Psalm 138, verse 8. I want us to read that one loud and clear. Amen.
Amen.
Let's hear all the glorious sisters reading it loud and clear. And the brothers, and everybody together now, the Lord will perfect that which concerneth me, thy mercy, O Lord, endure forever. Forsake not the works. There are 16 prophecies.
Asotele merin dilogun lo wa
to be fulfilled
ti yo se
in the life of God's people
ninu aye awon eniyan Olorun
before this year runs to an end.
Kodun yo to dopin.
It's not prayer
ki se adura o,
it's prophecy.
Asotele ni
those things will happen
awon kan yen yo sele
before this year runs to an end.
Kodun yo to pari.
And I want to tell you this prophecy one by one. If we stop here, fine. If we can continue, we'll go to the message. Number one. The Lord said, in this year, He will destroy lives for your sake. And is any life that is set out to destroy you shall be destroyed. God told
Joseph,
the father of Jesus,
Baba Jesus,
said, take this baby from Israel, take the baby to Egypt until the funeral an obituary
ati ikede oku
of those who want to kill the child has been announced.
That ikede
you can take the child back.
Nigba na le to le gbe omo na pada.
So Jesus was taken away.
O wa gbe Jesu jade
to Egypt.
Lo si Egypt.
And after some time
leyin gba die
danger came back again.
Angeli tun pada wa.
Joseph,
oni Joseph,
take the child,
gbe omo na,
go back to Israel.
Pada lo si Israel.
For those that seek the life of the child are dead.
Nitori awon pa emi omo na won ti ku.
Jesus was taken away.
Agbe Jesu kuro.
Then the enemies died. God killed them.
Ota re si ku, Olorun pa won.
In a way,
Lord no,
that no policeman can charge Jesus to court. Because he was not even there. God would destroy lives for your sake this year. And if there is any witch that has sworn that they will not rest until they get rid of you, they shall be buried alive. Prophecy number two. The Lord said I should tell you that strong man that troubled you last year shall never trouble you again. Three. The Lord said I should tell you that you are here. It will appear as if nobody has ever progressed in your family life. The Lord said you shall be number one. Four. The Lord said I should tell
you.
Please mark these words. That your antagonists, they will become your agent of promotion. They think they are attacking you. But all they are doing is promoting you. Five. The Lord said it will move you to that place where evil birds cannot see. The evil birds of witchcraft can't locate where you are. Six. The Lord said, this year,
Lord,
your laughter and your dancing shall come. And the gnashing of teeth of your enemies shall manifest. Seven. The Lord said, you will tear the mouth of the lion and recover what the enemy has swallowed from you. Eight. The Lord said he will give you a life jacket to dive into the ocean and recover what the waters have swallowed from your
heart.
That prophecy is for so many people here, especially from your riverine areas. I
congratulate
you. Number nine, the Lord said, as far as his children are concerned, angels will be released this year in a number they've never been released before to fight their battles. Ten, the Lord said it will embarrass and daze you with uncommon blessings.
Eleven.
God said I should tell you that he will give you a seat to sit down and decorate you where they say they don't want you.
12.
The Lord said there will be plenty of overturning and overtaking to favor you.
13.
The Lord said hopeless cases will begin to experience the raw power of God.
Fourteen.
The Lord said he will open unto you doors of favor and enlargement.
Oluwa ruko yo shi le ko jirere ati din la fun o.
The root, number 15, the root of all stubborn affliction shall dry up. And last but not the least, number
16,
the powers that do not want you to lift your head, they shall be buried alive. If you believe that, take a song of praise this in your mouth and sing it loud and clear to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For your word unto your people.
For
your word which never changes. Thank you,
Jesus.
Jericho is strong. Before you sit down,
go to Joko,
go to seven people. And say, my friend,
go with me already.
Drag them to court. Say to seven persons.
We have friend image.
Have your seat. God bless you.
Joko, Olorun yo bukun yin.
Our topic is
akori wa ni
drag them to court.
Wo lo le ojo.
Amen.
Amen.
Point number 1.
Koko lo ikini.
I want you to listen very carefully to this message which I'm going to abbreviate for you in its form.
Point number 1
is this. God is a judge. The final, supreme, and absolute judge over all creation is God Almighty.
Onidajo kan so to ga julo to si loro ikeyin lori gbogbo ise iseda oni Olorun oga ogo.
There is the court of man.
Ile ejo eniyan wa.
There is a court of the devils.
Ile ejo awon emi esu wa.
There is a court of the Almighty God.
Ile ejo Olorun oga ogo na si wa.
In the court of man, you may employ an intelligent lawyer, a sweet, strong lawyer, and you win.
Nile ejo te niyan o le gba agbejoro to mose agbejoro tenu re dun moran moran yin ko si pori ejo.
In the court of man, you may even bribe the judge sometimes, and you win.
Nigba mi na nile ejo to me niyan o le fun onidajo ni abetele ko si roro.
But there is a court that is above all supreme courts.
Nigba ile ejo kan wa to ga ju gbogbo ile ejo
ti ga. It is called the court of the Almighty God.
A n pe ni ile ejo oga ogo.
I want you to understand this very well.
Mo fe ko ro iye yi daada.
One king in the Bible was dragged to that court.
Won wo oba kan
ninu bibeli lo siwaju ile ejo na.
Let us see what happened to the king that was dragged to the court of the Almighty.
Je ka wo to sele si oba ti won po lo ile ejo ga ogo.
In 1 Kings chapter 22,
iwe kini awon oba ori keji le ni ogun.
1 Kings chapter 22,
iwe kini awon oba ori keji le logun.
A particular king was dragged to the court of the Almighty God.
Won wo oba kan lo si ile ejo oga ogo.
The name of this king is Ahab.
Ahab,
Ahab had married a deficit called Jezebel.
Ahab o fe ajigbese kan to nja Jezebel. Jezebel niyawo.
And Jezebel finished Ahab completely.
Jezebel is bati Ahab je yanyan.
In 1 Kings chapter 22,
iwo kini awon ba ori keji le ni ogun,
verse 19.
Ese ikokondinlogun.
The court of the Almighty had been put together to deal with Ahab.
Ati pe ijoko ile ejo oga ogo lati je Ahab niya.
1 Kings 22:19.
Iwe kini awon oba ori keji le logun ese ikokan di.
And he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord. 1 Kings 22:19. And he said, hear thou therefore the word of the Lord.
Ohun si wi pe ni na iwo pe oro Oluwa.
I saw the Lord sitting on his throne.
Mo ri Oluwa joko lori ite re.
And all the hosts of heaven standing by him on his right hand and on his left.
Ati gbogbo ogun orun duro ni apa otun ati ni apa osi re.
And the Lord said, who shall persuade Ahab that he may go up and fall at Ramoth Gilead?
Oluwa zi ko tani yo to Ahab ki o le goke lo ki o si le isubu ni Ramoth Gilead.
And one said on this manner, another said on that manner.
Eni kan si wi ba ye elomiran si so miran.
And there came forth a spirit and stood before the Lord and said, I will persuade him.
Emi kan si jade wa si duro niwaju Oluwa o si wi pe emi o tan.
And the Lord said unto him, how, wherewith?
Oluwa zi wi fun pe bawo.
And he said, I will go forth, I will be a lying spirit in the mouth of all his prophets. And he said, thou shalt persuade him and prevail also, go forth and do so.
O si wi pe emi o jade lo emi o si di emi eke lenu gbogbo awon woli re. O si wi pe iwo o tan iwo o si bori pelu.
Now therefore behold, the Lord hath put a lying spirit in the mouth of all these thy prophets, and the Lord hath spoken evil concerning thee.
Ǹjẹ́ nísinsìnyí kí o ṣe Olúwa ti fi ẹ̀mí èké sí ẹnu gbogbo àwọn wòlíì rẹ wọ̀nyí, Olúwa sì ti sọ ibi sí ọ.
The court of heaven had been summoned because this king had caused serious trouble and brought problems to Israel.
Ati pe ile ejo orun joko nitori oba yo ti o ti fa wahala pupo o si ti dabili si sile fun Israeli.
And the decision of heaven was that they should put a lying spirit in the mouth of all his 400 prophets.
Ipinu orun wa ni pe ki won fi emi eke senu gbogbo wo li riwo to ni.
And all 400 prophets began to tell lies.
Gbogbo woli irinwo won si bere si paro.
When the court of God is against a person, if you run to a prophet, the prophet will tell you lies.
Nigba ki ile ejo orun ba lodi se ni ba ti edu to woli lo, woli ohun yo paro fun oni.
What happened to Ahab?
Ki lo sele si Ahab?
In verse 37.
Ni ese iketa dini ogoji.
So the king died.
Be ni oba ku.
And was brought to Samaria.
As he gbe wa si Samaria.
And they buried the king in Samaria.
Won si sin oba ni Samaria.
End of story.
Oro pari sibe.
In Luke chapter 18.
Luke ori keji din ni ogun.
We read an important story. An important parable by Jesus.
Aka owe kan to se pataki lati enu Jesus Christ Oluwa wa.
In Luke 18.
Luke ori keji din ni ogun.
Verse 1.
Ese ikini.
And he spake a parable unto them to this end.
O si pa owe kan fun won nitori eyi yi
pe. That men ought always to pray and not to faint.
O ye ka ma gbadura nigba gbogbo ka ma si sare.
Saying there was in the city a judge.
Wi pe onidajo kan wa ni ilu kan.
Which fear not God neither regarded man.
Ti ko beru Olorun ti ko si se oju saju oniyan.
And there was a widow in that city.
Opo kan si wa ni ilu na.
And she came unto him praying only one prayer point.
O si n to wa o n pa koko adura kan so pere.
Avenge me of my adversary.
Gbẹ̀san mi lára ọ̀tá mi.
Can you shout that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus.
Orúkọ Jésù.
Shout it again loud and clear. So there is a court called the court of the Almighty God.
Nítorí náà ilé ẹjọ́ kan wà tó ń jẹ́ ilé ẹjọ́ Ọlọ́run ọ̀gá
ogun. There is something known as the courtroom of the Almighty.
Ibì kan wà tó ń jẹ́ yàrá ìjẹ́jọ́ ọ̀gá ogun.
Who befalls any enemy that a believer drags to this court?
Ègbé ni fún ọ̀tá yòówù tí onígbàgbọ́ bá wọ́ lọ ilé ẹjọ́ náà.
Because once
the believer drags somebody to that court.
Nítorí ní kẹ́tẹ́ tí onígbàgbọ́ bá wú ẹnikẹ́ni lọ ilé ẹjọ́ náà.
Over 20 things could happen to that enemy.
Ó lé ní nǹkan ogun tó lè ṣẹlẹ̀ sírú ọ̀tá bẹ́ẹ̀.
The enemies will become enemies of themselves.
Àwọn ọ̀tá wọn di ọ̀tá ara wọn.
They will fight and oppose themselves.
Wọ́n bára wọn jà, wọ́n á sì takora wọn.
They will sink in the Red Sea after the order of Pharaoh.
Wọ́n á rì sínú òkun pupa bíi ti Pharaoh.
They will be destroyed by God's angels after the order of Sennacherib.
Àwọn angẹ́lì Ọlọ́run yóò run wọn gẹ́gẹ́ bí wọ́n ti run Sennacherib.
They receive angelic slap like Herod received and worms ate him up.
Wọ́n gba ìgbájú látọwọ́ angẹ́lì gẹ́gẹ́ bí Herod ti gbàrú rẹ̀ tí ìdí sì jẹ́.
By the time David dragged Goliath to the court of heaven, Goliath received stones of fire.
Nígbà tí Dávidi wọ́ Goliath lọ sí ilé ẹjọ́ ọ̀run, Goliath ti gba òkúta iná.
Woe befalls any enemy that the believer drags to this court.
Ègbé ni fún ọ̀tá náà tí onígbàgbọ́ bá wọ́ lọ sí ilé ẹjọ́ yìí.
The way of those enemies will become very cloudy.
Ọ̀nà àwọn ọ̀tá òun yóò ṣókùnkùn.
And they will begin to look for cover where there is no cover.
Wọ́n á sì máa wá ààbò ibi tá ààbò ò sí.
Any enemy that is dragged to that court.
Ọ̀tá yòókù tá a bá wọ́ lọ ilé ẹjọ́ náà.
Is seeking for evil substitution.
Ó ń fẹ́ pàṣípàrọ̀ búburú kó ṣẹlẹ̀ sí òun ni.
The Lord will just use him to replace things.
Ọlọ́run yóò kàn ló láti fi rọ́pò nǹkan
mìíràn. Any enemy dragged to that court.
Ọ̀tá yòókù tá a bá wọ́ lọ ilé ẹjọ́ náà.
Is seeking for compulsory and forceful burial after the order of Korah, Dathan and Abiram.
Ó ń wá ìsìnkú dandan, ìsìnkú onípá gẹ́gẹ́ bí ti Korah, Dathan àti Abiram.
Any enemy dragged to that court.
Ọ̀tá tá a bá wọ́ lọ ilé ẹjọ́ náà.
Is writing courier letters to confusion like the Tower of Babel.
Ó ń kọ ìwé lẹ́tà amádásẹ̀ dúró sí ìdàrúdàpọ̀ gẹ́gẹ́ bí ti ilé ìṣọ́ Bábélì ni.
Any enemy dragged to that court.
Ọ̀tá yóò tá a bá wọ́ lọ ilé ẹjọ́ náà.
Is seeking to be pursued by terrifying noises.
Ó ń fẹ́ kí ariwo ẹ̀rù kó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí léwu kiri ni.
After the order of the Syrians.
Gẹ́gẹ́ bí ti àwọn ará Syria.
Any enemy dragged to that court.
Ọ̀tá yóò tá a bá wọ́ lọ ilé ẹjọ́ náà.
Is seeking for bombardment of bad luck.
Ó ń wá kí orí burúkú kó ya lòun ni.
Is seeking to become a prey of eaters of flesh and drinkers of
blood. Ó fẹ́ dẹran àwọn jẹranjẹran àti mujẹmujẹ.
That enemy is seeking to become a landlord in the valley of defeat.
Ọ̀tá àwọn fẹ́ di bàbá onílé ní àfonífojì ìjákulẹ̀.
Any enemy that a believer brought to that court.
Ọ̀tá yòówù tí onígbàgbọ́ bá gbé lọ ilé ẹjọ́ náà.
Is seeking to receive a certificate of occupancy in the desert.
Ó fẹ́ gba ìwé ẹ̀rí pé èmi ni bàbá onílé nínú aṣálẹ̀ ni.
Any enemy brought to that court.
Ọ̀tá tí a bá wọ́ lọ ilé ẹjọ́ náà.
Is inviting constant sorrow.
Ó ń béèrè fún ìbànújẹ́ ìgbà gbogbo.
So one powerful weapon of spiritual warfare that the believer really uses is to drag the enemy to the court of the Almighty.
Nítorí náà ohun ìjà tẹ̀mí tó nígbàgbọ́ ní láti lè ní ogun jíjà tẹ̀mí ṣùgbọ́n tá a kì í sábà lò omi ká wọ́ ọ̀tá wa lọ ilé ẹjọ́ Ọlọ́run.
Stand up again and shout at seven persons, drag them to court. Amen.
Amen.
A time will certainly arise in your life.
Láìṣe àní àní, àkókò kan yóò dé nínú ayé rẹ.
If it has not already arrived now.
Bó bá jẹ́ pé kò tiẹ̀ tí ì dé nísinsìnyí.
Where you have to drag your enemies to the courtroom of the Almighty and have God to issue judgment on them.
Tó fi nílò láti wọ́ ọ̀tá rẹ lọ ilé ẹjọ́ ọ̀gá ògo tó sì wí fún Ọlọ́run pé Olúwa bá mi ṣèdájọ́ lé wọn lórí.
You should use that courtroom.
O ní láti lo ilé ẹjọ́ náà.
Job came to that courtroom.
Job dé ilé ẹjọ́.
That God should render judgment between his friends and Satan.
Òkè Ọlọ́run ó ṣèdájọ́ láàrin àwọn ọ̀rẹ́ òun àti Sátani.
God raised judgment.
Ọlọ́run gbé ìdájọ́ dìde.
And Job had to start praying for his friends again.
Job ló tún nílò láti fa owó ẹ̀bẹ̀ sí Ọlọ́run nítorí
àwọn ọ̀rẹ́. Dáàbù tó sẹ́dá avengement of adversaries.
Òpó ni wípé gbẹ ẹsán mi lára ọ̀tá mi.
This is a very very serious matter.
Ọ̀rọ̀ tó lé ní ọ̀rọ̀ yìí já sí.
I want you to understand it very well.
Mo sì fẹ́ kó yé yín dáadáa.
When those people were troubling the apostles.
Nígbà táwọn ará bí tó bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí yọ àwọn apostles lẹ́nu.
In Acts of Apostles chapter 4.
Nínú iṣẹ́ àwọn apostles orí kẹrin.
They dragged them to the court of the Almighty.
Wọ́n wọ́ wọn lọ ilé ẹjọ́ ọ̀gá ògo ni.
They dragged them to that court. Let us see what happened in Acts chapter 4. I read from verse 23. They ran to that court and reported the enemies at the court of the Almighty. Something is certain here this morning. Right, someone here. You will drag your enemies to that court. And they will never trouble your Israel again. Acts chapter 4. Verse 23. And being let go, they went to their own company and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said unto them. And when they had that, they lifted up their voice to God with one accord and said, Lord, thou art God, which has made heavens and earth, and the sea and all that is in them. Who by the mouth of thy servant David has said, why did the range of the people imagine vain things? The kings of the earth stood up, and the rulers were gathered together against the Lord and against his Christ. They expose us to the fact that Psalm 2 in your Bible is a psalm that drags the enemy to the court of the Almighty. We are going to read that psalm before we start praying now. That's the psalm they quoted. Verse 27. For if a truth against thy holy child Jesus, whom thou hast anointed, they said, both Herod and Pontius Pilate and the Gentiles and the people of Israel, they were gathered together for to do whatsoever thy hand and thy counsel determined before to be done. Now verse 29, they now reported them loud and they said, Lord, and now Lord, behold, they are threatening. He said, Lord, they are threatening us. And grant to thy servant goodness, let me speak the word. And stretch forth thy hands to heal, and the signs and wonders may be done by the name of thy holy child Jesus. The Bible says, and when they had prayed, the place was shaking where they were assembled together. They were praying and the buildings were shaking. There is prayer meeting and there is prayer meeting. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. And they spoke the word of God with boldness. What was the result? 33. And with great power gave it the apostle witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. And great grace was upon them. Great power came upon them, great grace came upon them. Have you wondered, why is the enemy so much against me? I will tell you. It is because your name was announced in heaven by God that he has a program for you, and the enemy had the announcement before you. The enemy is now trying to disqualify you and fight you. This is why the wind is blowing and the hurricane is raging. Open your mouth and declare.
Fight for me by thunder and by fire.
Fight for me by fire and by thunder.
In the
name of Jesus.
In
Jesus' name we pray. I was a king in this country.
Oba kan jeri lorilede yi.
He didn't want to be a king.
Ko wu lati joba.
They begged him to become a king.
Won be pe ko wa joba ni.
And when they begged him, he told them.
Nigba ti won se nbe o wi fun won o.
I'm a child of God.
Omo Olorun lemi o.
I'm not going to get involved in your rituals and your occultism.
Mi ni ba yin rubo mi o ni ba yin se tutu mi o si ni ba yin se ise okunkun.
Neither am I not. Then am I going to marry plenty of wives? I'm only going to retain my only wife. They agreed.
Once he
and he became a king. Immediately he stepped into that throne. All these chiefs, all the rest began to lay pressure on him. He must offer sacrifice. He must carry calabash. He must marry plenty wives. They started pressure on him. And he began to harass his life. He began to torment his life. Somebody gave that king a copy of Pray Your Way to Breakthrough. I don't know who gave it to him. So he was praying with it every night. He was praying with it every night. Then it stumbled upon some prayer points. Which he prayed like no man's business. And as he was going to bed at night, and he entered into his bedroom, there was a monkey on his bed. Monkey. The king looked at the donkey straight in the eye. Say, whether you are a human being, or a spirit, or you are an ordinary monkey, I command you in the name of Jesus to just remain at attention where you are while I go to fetch my cutlass. And the monkey could not move. The king went, got the cutlass. As he moved closer with the cutlass, the monkey spoke Yoruba.
Obona oba fohun lede Yoruba.
Ejo,
please.
Oh,
abajo.
He said, so you are a human being.
Aje yonyo.
No begging today.
Aye ebe oyo loni.
Fia.
Fara.
Cut the head off.
Obeori obona sonu.
And quickly went to the back of the palace and buried it.
Kia kia o si lo sin sen kule lafi.
He didn't know that that particular night, five of the chiefs had gathered to destroy him. And they were the
one
that sent the monkey. And as the monkey died, the next morning, all five chiefs were dead. Your God shall arise. Your enemies are scattered. Your foes shall arise. Your enemies are scattered. Your God shall arise. Your enemies are scattered. Immediately you drag them to the court of the Almighty. Then you've taken the battles off your hand. The enemy knows that if you fight by your own, you will not win. That Imran says the harm of flesh will fail you. They may be challenging your God now. Take them to that court. Your God shall fight. I've seen the weapon of the enemy backfiring so many times. I've seen God killing people prematurely. I've seen people who have threatened and threatened and threatened God's people, they regretted it later. God will pass a sentence from heaven. Are they threatening that you will die?
Se won ale mo pe okuni.
Are they threatening that you will eat sand?
Se won ale mo pe ojerupe.
Are they threatening that you will never marry?
Se won ale mo pe oni loko laya.
Are they threatening that you will never have a child?
Se won ale mo pe oni bimo laye.
Are they threatening that you will lose your marriage?
Se won ale mo pe igbeyawo re yo tuka.
Are they blackmailing you?
Se won dokoko mo ni.
Are they cursing you naked?
Se won pora si ofi ore.
Drag them to the court.
Fa won lo le ejo.
When they arrive at that court, the serpent they put on the ground will be swallowed by the serpent of the Almighty God. When you drag them to the court, every fellow that is pursuing you is only hurrying to keep an appointment with death in the Red Sea.
There
is something the Bible calls negative wonders. The Lord shall send negative wonders against your enemies. And this is a serious situation. And this is why we are here today. Pharaoh pushed Israelites to the Red Sea. And he thought he had won. But you see, the wrath of man, the rage and malice of the demons, can never slay you if God is defending you. Once you stand behind a fighting God, you are above any harm the enemy can bring your way. Moses was by the Red Sea. The sentence of heaven sounded. Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. And you learn a big lesson. Man is nothing. God is all in all. Impossibilities shall flee before you. You learn another lesson. God can use the same instrument that saves his people to destroy the enemy. The pastor directed, the madness of
Pharaoh
was that he did not know who separated the sea. And he went inside. That's a great madness. Many people are camping by the Red Sea now. You were marching forward before, only to find that you can march forward no longer. The door of escape seemed to be getting farther and farther. The nice flower you held before is withering in your hand. You are pursued by witches and wizards who want to destroy you. And you are hearing their battle cry. They are even threatening you that, well, let's see how far you go with your Bible. They are claiming that the rain in the world of darkness. Drag them to that court and watch their disgrace. This is a very, very serious matter. A brother was in trouble. He ran all over the place to look for solution. He told me
away from me
that the last place he went to, they say, is the strongest in this country. And at that place, when they took him there, that he had to walk in with the back. He cannot face them. He had to back. And they say, young man, what brought you here? Said, the enemy is pursuing him.
Said,
do you know the name of the enemy? Said, he mentioned the name. Because the enemy of this brother was so strong. Every morning, that person will knock his door. Co. If the brother says yes, say okay. So you are still alive.
Oh, dear, dear.
Okay. Every morning. Everything the brother was doing scattered. So when he mentioned the name in their meeting, is it that person? Even we here cannot help you.
So,
you are a troubled young man. Go and sort yourself out. That's what brought him to church. That's what brought him to Jesus. He now dragged them to the court. At the court of the Almighty, a sentence came from heaven. The sentence said, let him go or you die. They refused to let him go. And they all died. The trouble is this. When you want to go to the court, you don't go to a courtroom to a judge in a disorganized state and in a way that you are not, it's not planned. Must organize your arguments, organize your reasons, organize what you're going to say. You must report those who are troubling your Israel. So when you want to go to the court of the Almighty and you want quick results, number 1, ensure that your life is fully yielded to the Lord. Surrender your life to Jesus. Number 2, give up all your sins. Every sin you are putting your hand in is strengthening your enemies against you. That thing you are doing, you are saying we are having fun. To God, it's not fun. You are being destroyed. That man that is not your husband, that is giving you a peck in the office. Let me give you a peck. Peck, peck, peep, peep, in your office. You are even gradually destroyed. All those that man that you are calling your boyfriend, and you are sleeping with the person outside marriage, that's exactly what your enemy wants you to be doing. They know that as far as you are doing that, when you are at the court of the Almighty, and you say, oh God, fight for me.
Say,
no, the enemy will say, you can't fight for this one. This one is a fornicator. Give up all your sins. Make a decision today. Then, number 3, carry out a thorough cleansing of your life to ensure that Satan has no legal hold upon you. Then, come to the courtroom by the blood of Jesus, bringing the reports like the apostles did. Look, they are threatening us. And God arose and scattered them. There is a weapon which believers don't generally use. It is called the weapon of the courtroom of the Almighty. Drag those enemies there. Write a petition to heaven against them. And watch them scatter completely. There is somebody here today. You will drag your enemy to that court. And they will let you go. Rise up on your feet now. All eyes closed. But you see, if you are here this morning and you are not born again, you have not surrendered your life to Jesus, don't waste time. Because we have plenty of prayers to pray.
Don't
say, but I'm going to church. No. Just find a way quickly to the altar here.
Those
of you at the front and at the altars, I congratulate you. Please bow down your heads now and close your eyes and see what I'm going to say now after me. Say, Father,
Baba,
in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. I know that I'm a sinner. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. Beginning from today, I say bye-bye to the devil. I enter into the kingdom of light. Thank you, Lord. Amen. I'm going to pray with you now. Father, I thank you for your children here. They've taken the most important decision in life. I decree that it shall be well with you. The Lord will keep you standing by his power.
Will
write your name in the book of life. And today that you have surrendered your life to Jesus, any problem in your life is buried forever. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. And take our Bibles as we open to Psalm number 2. And I want you to read Psalm number 2 like the apostles read their own. This is the drag them to cut Psalm. Read it loud and clear. Are we there? Everybody in Psalm 2? Clear your throat. Let's go. Why do the hidden rage and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth serve themselves and rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bands asunder and cast away their curse from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall laugh them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath and vex them in his son displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I will give thee the Eden for thy inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a... Read it again, my
smile!
Now make it personal. I shall... Verse 10. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and he perish from the way. When his wrath is kindled but a little, blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Amen. Put your Bible down now. Now, with all the strength you can gather, you need to pray this prayer from your heart. And as you start praying these prayers, woe befalls any power that has been sent to harm you. The Bible says, say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with him. But say ye to the wicked, he shall be ill with him. It was not Dr. Luka that wrote that one. It's in the Bible. Close your eyes now.
Did you know?
Avenge me of my adversaries.
Avenge me of my adversaries.
Amen.
This is not the time of the church.
In Jesus' name we pray. As someone in this meeting, the person giving you a problem is a white man. I see you putting your leg on the head of that person giving you trouble. And the person will come to negotiate and to apologize. Sir, domestic witchcrafts. I drag you to the court of the Almighty. Can you shout it loud and clear? Shout it again. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and give them breath of there. That's right.
Brought out.
Aha. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Someone in this meeting now.
As
a position that is supposed to be yours. Was given to your enemies. But within the next 1 week. There shall be a reversal. That's right. There is a man here. You come from the eastern part of this country. If not for the powers of your father's house, you are supposed to be one of the richest men in this country. They have been stealing from you since you were born. But right there where you are, the power of God is coming upon you. Is broken forever. That's right. Yes.
Benny.
Yes.
Benny.
Anyone here in this meeting, Lord, that is under the control of any fetish power. Anyone here now that has swallowed any poison and the poison is affecting them negatively, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, move and touch people now. In the name of Jesus. Yes. The poison is coming out. Poison is coming out. You, the witchcraft sponsored infirmities. The body of this person is not your tabernacle. You are not supposed to be there. You are a stranger in that body. So come out now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Every sickness on anybody's body, go back to your senders in the name of Jesus. Go back to your senders. 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 In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Aha. Seven prayers now. So pray very quickly. Because we don't have time. Pray them very quickly. Say, garment of darkness. On my body. Catch fire. In the name of Jesus. That's right. Deal with the garment of darkness. In Jesus' name we pray. Things are happening. That's right. Arrows fired into my dream life.
But
fire! In the name of Jesus. That's right. In Jesus' name we pray. Power of environmental covens. In the name of Jesus. Deal with the environmental covens.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Opportunity wasters. My life is not your candidate. Damn. In the name of Jesus. Yes. Deal with the opportunity wasters. In Jesus, then we pray. So any chain binding my finances, break now in the name of Jesus. Break the chain. In Jesus' name we pray. Say the angel,
angel
that smote Herod to death. Can you say that out loud? Can you shout that loud and clear? In the name of Jesus. That's right. Masekaya Bushende Rabo Kontara Basanda. In Jesus' name we pray. This is the seventh one. Oracles of my oppressors. Can you shout it loud and clear? Is that the loudest you can shout it? Let the hammer push down against them. It shall not function in your life. In Jesus' name we pray. Lay one hand on your head. The other one close to your belly button. And let your amen be. This is the second time I'm praying this prayer here today. I'm still going to pray a third one. Don't miss any of those three prayers. I'm going to pray now. Let your amen roar like thunder. Say amen louder than anyone around you. In the name of Jesus. We come inside your courtroom this morning, and we drag to that courtroom all the powers threatening our existence, all the powers threatening our progress, all the powers threatening our marriages, all the powers threatening our children, all the powers threatening our finances. We drag them to your court. Let the Father of judgment. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus,
Father,
Baba,
anyone here now
that
just woke up one morning and you find that the enemy has shaved your
ear,
or anyone here now whose ear has been taken to the altar of darkness and that is affecting them, right there where they are, let your power begin to visit them. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, that's right. In the name of Jesus, Father, I pray.
Baba, my God,
all the finances that the enemy has cut off, that person over there, that is suffering from strange epileptic fit, that person over there that is struggling with masturbation, that is struggling with this strong spirit wife and strong spirit husband, that person over there,
and
something is crawling around your body, that person over there that you used to try your best for examination but you come out with poor results, that person over there that the mark of irritation is upon you, that person over there that the enemy has turned your womb upside down, turned your intestine upside down, that person over there whose menstrual pad is now inside a cauldron, a pot, that person over there that the enemy allows to gather money but the money scatters, receive your deliverance now, receive your deliverance, receive it, 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 Jesus, spirit of cancer,
where we
just that place you are inhabiting is not your habitation. I bind you, I cast you out, 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 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Shout seven Goliath destroyed, hallelujah. Let's rise up on our feet now. And let's bring out our prayer letter. Father, I commit this prayer request unto your holy hands. You are the God that answered by fire. Answer by fire. In the name of Jesus. Every prayer request you have written in this paper and the one you have written in the tablet of your heart shall be answered by fire in the name of Jesus.
it is well with you. You shall trample upon every serpent that's come down and upon every power of the enemy. By the time you come here, for the next power must change
out.
You will be a bigger bundle of testimonies. Thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your prayer letter away and stretch forward your two hands again. This time around, say your amen like a mad prophet. Say it with thunder in your voice. Say it in a way that the gate of hell will shake. The Bible says, believe his purpose and you shall prosper. Every pronouncement I want to make upon your life now must stick to your destiny. I stand there once again as your servant. And I decree into the womb of this month that it shall favor your children. In the name of Jesus. This month, impossibilities shall flee from before your face. Whether it is convenient for the enemy or not, this month, possess your possession. 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 In the name of Jesus, the Lord will bless you from Zion and make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. It is written that you that the hills will raise up your hand, but that comes to help. The earth comes from the Lord who made heavens and earth. Not suffer your feet to be moved. For he that keepeth you will not slumber. That keepeth Israel shall not slumber nor sleep. The Lord shall keep your going and your coming out. The Lord shall keep you in all your ways. No evil shall befall you. Neither shall any plague move near your camp. As you go, it shall be well with you. The Lord will put you in the envelope of fire. In the name of Jesus. Masente kapola karamoshende rabakati. Rima sempila katende kaya boshanta. Mana raboko sepunde kaya boshente rabasanta yaba. Any power troubling the star of anyone here, I bury that power now. You are coming here today. It shall be a landmark in your life. A positive memorial to move your destiny forward. Thank you, Heavenly Father. In Jesus' name we pray. You will shout, I receive it 7 times, then a loud amen. Go! That's right.